The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
Hi there. Welcome to your Friday. It is Friday, right? It feels like it's still March the 97th. I don't know what day it is. It's like nighttime sweats, daytime sweats. What hoodie do I wear to work? It's a very bizarre world that we're living in right now. Welcome to the show. Just as a reminder, you're listening. This is Kate, and I'm with KateDalyRadio.com, The Kate Daly Show. So happy that you are listening in from all around the globe right now. And we are going to have a great hour on relationships and dealing with people underfoot 24/7 as we're all trying to navigate this strange new situation that we're all enduring. And I am going to bring on my guests. I also want to make sure that, you know, as far as the reality check today in America, understand there's about, the WHO is saying there's 5,700 people with serious or critical in our nation right now, about 5,700 out of the whole population, and that there are people that will have cases, about 97 to 99% are getting it, pretty mild symptoms, but getting it maybe a few days, a week, and then feeling like they're getting over it. And I just to kind of keep a perspective, there's about 7.7 billion people that are pretty okay around the globe, and just a simple perspective to kind of calm things down a little bit, because the media can get a little interesting, can it, when it's talking and ratcheting things up. And so just so we kind of have a little breath of calm, I'm going to bring on Allison Armstrong, who is an amazing relationship guru. Understand Men is the website. She has got an online course that's amazing that you could be doing right from home right now. And really, to understand your spouse, your partner, your loved ones better, to be able to offer them what they need as much as getting your needs met in an environment that's going to be better for both. I mean, if we could understand each other, can you even imagine the things that we could solve in this world of ours? Welcome, Allison Armstrong. So happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You've been a little ill. You've had Corona. You've been a little ill.
I did. I got to take the journey. I was very lucky to have a mild case.
Right.
I got to experience coughing and feeling like, it felt like if a ghost coughed. You know,
yeah.
Like there was nothing there, and it was weird.
Wow.
And got to feel the not able to breathe, and it just gave me compassion. It gave me a lot of compassion.
Sure.
And but I was very lucky. I was only down for 3 days.
I'm so glad.
I've been asymptomatic for, this is my eighth day, actually.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear you're getting back up on your feet and feeling better. And it's just, you know. And I understand where you're coming from. After having those symptoms, it is. And I think, how do you feel about the way the media is doing this right now, as far as the 100% coverage 24/7? I mean, how are you feeling about that now that you've been through it a little?
Well, there's something I learned about men a long time ago. God bless them, that men vote with their feet. They vote with their feet. So
okay.
They, if you want to know, is he, you know, still in this relationship with you? Well, what are his feet doing? Oh, he came home again.
Yeah.
Which, you know, used to be a big deal.
Sure.
Coming home when you got to go out.
Sure.
Yeah. And so for me, like, the wedding that I went to a couple of weeks ago and instantly saw that no one was observing any protocols, I should have voted with my feet. And I didn't. I was as subject to herd instincts and conformity as anybody. And so then that's where I was exposed. But I vote with my feet in terms of the media. And I think, let's see, you, Kate,
yes,
would be my media.
Oh, nice. I'm so glad.
You're it. And we talk, you know, talk every 2 or 3 weeks these days. And you're it. I just avoid the media, and I read the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security report.
Okay.
And that's what I do. I stay away from the rest of it. And because I don't, I mean, we talked about it, you know, a couple of weeks ago, that it's addictive. Fear is addictive. And the stimulation, the excitement, the epinephrine, you know, surging through our veins, it's addictive. They are drugs. And so I just keep avoiding those drugs and doing what I can do.
Okay. You know? I like that. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. After having been through it, I'm sure you have a totally different, you know, you have a different perspective on it, and I can respect that. I know that everyone's getting so tired of that and of it being the only conversation had in America right now. So, but this is why I really wanted you to come on today, because I know that there's a lot of people I was just reading that are having an issue at home with getting along, because I was just reading an excerpt from somebody that said, man, I thought that actually this would give us actually some great family time, but we seem to be pretty edgy and grumpy with each other at home. And I don't know if everyone else is feeling this way, but this is how we're feeling at our house. And I was reading this and thinking, I wonder how many more people are going through this, because there's a lot of anxiety about job loss and no income. And let's talk about men and what makes, and then we'll talk about women, but what makes men grumpy and edgy at a time like this?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about it. I mean, there's the things that are obvious,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So the job loss and the income and the how do we protect our families? How do we provide for our families? But there's also something biological happening that it helps to understand, and then we can be a lot less, we can take it a lot less personally, and we also might be able to solve it.
Oh,
so
nice.
Can I talk about hormones
Please.
For a bit?
I love hormones. No, okay. Go ahead and talk about hormones.
So let's talk about hormones. Let's talk about testosterone and estrogen and aromatase.
Okay,
because we're having an aromatase problem. So basically what happens is that testosterone, which for women, testosterone is like 10 times more radioactive than men.
Okay.
Right? So men have 15 to 30 times more testosterone than women do. And there's things they want to avoid because it burns a lot of testosterone, and they actually can feel it in their body even if they don't know the term for it. So, for example, emotion. Emotion burns a ton of testosterone, and so it causes exhaustion. So men avoid engaging in things that are really emotional. It's a way they conserve energy. And the flip side of that, though, men need to spend testosterone.
Okay.
So we build testosterone through resting, and that's good. Some people are getting some extra rest now.
Okay.
However, once you've rested and built testosterone, as a man, if you don't then get to spend the testosterone, and it gets spent in accomplishments, it gets spent in battle and conflict, it gets spent, like I already said, in emotion, and it gets spent in intimate relations. Yes. So, so really, the instincts, procreate, then protect, then provide, doing any one of those will spend testosterone. And for a man, spending testosterone feels right.
Yeah.
You got it, you spend it.
Okay.
And that's it. And then they build it again, right? And often they need to immediately. They just fall asleep and they start building again.
Right.
And it's a nice cycle. Build and spend and build and spend and build and spend. And, you know, John Gray actually taught this to me because he went after studying hormones after he couldn't lose weight anymore. So he had to unpack this, and he taught it to me. And then I got to illuminate from a woman's side, and that was a fun collaboration. But the thing that is so tricky here is that if a man builds testosterone by resting, which could include sitting on the couch, and if you ask him, what are you doing? He says, I'm doing nothing. Meaning he has no result to produce at the moment.
Okay.
If he doesn't get to spend the testosterone once it's built. Okay. So he's been resting on the couch and he's ready to jump up and conquer the world. If there's no way to express that, right? There's nothing worth doing. There's no battle he can have or results he can produce, then aromatase kicks in.
Okay.
And it is a hormone that biologically emasculates men.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. It literally transforms the testosterone into estrogen. What happens is there's a man, he's resting, right? And we have testosterometers, women, we're measuring testosterone constantly. And he's gone from useless to handy, testosterometer. And that's when we sit down and want him to just listen, for example.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So basically we're going to tie him up. He can't produce a result. He can't solve a problem. He can't, you know, we're not going to get to the point. And aromatase is now biologically emasculating him, and he gets antsy. So he gets antsy. He's squirming. He's feeling the weakening happening in his body. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, in our culture, we bash testosterone, right? Like, it's the evil of the world. But one of the things that John Gray pointed out to me, because, you know, we have exchanged these views, is that it's actually low testosterone that has men be grumpy and cranky and mean.
Interesting. Low testosterone. Yeah. Okay.
Low testosterone. Mm-hmm. It's not high testosterone. It's low testosterone that makes men cranky and mean. And so that's why this situation that we're in right now, from a biological point of view, keeping a caveman stuck in a cave and he doesn't get to go out and fight or kill or or pick up boulders and throw them. He doesn't get to do any of that stuff that burns testosterone. This is a nightmare for them.
Okay.
This is like the worst thing
makes
we could do for them. And I'm bringing it up because if you understand it, then you can go, okay, so what could get accomplished? What battle could be fought? All right, now's a good time. Now's a good time to battle the poison oak.
Okay.
The house is surrounded by poison oak. We're allowed to go outside in our own property. Let's get our own hazmat suits on and go battle poison oak and drive it into submission. Yes.
Okay, we're gonna come right back more with Allison because I think that and the fears of providing what is going to happen with that. And I want to get her take on this as well, what the guys are going through right now. I cannot wait to hear from her again on this. And so we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll just be gone in a few minutes. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Allison Armstrong, the website understandmen.com. Understandmen.com. It's such a fantastic website. Be right back.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code CANYON.
Buying an RV keeps getting easier as we all make an effort to practice social distancing. Nielsen RV has made buying easier than ever with their virtual RV buyers program. Here's how it works. Find an RV you like at nielsenrv.com. Schedule a live video tour through the message button on the site. Fill out an online credit app. Sign all the documents from the comfort of your own home via virtual DocuSign. Then come in, inspect your RV, hook it up, and drive it off the lot. It's that easy. And it can all be done in usually about 24 hours. The virtual RV buyers program. Only at Nielsen RV. Go to nielsenrv.com.
This is Dr. Red, chiropractic physician physician with Red River Health and Wellness. Are you suffering with fatigue, brain fog, headaches, intestinal issues, weight gain, and you haven't been able to find any answers?
I've constantly been fighting with my weight and thyroid issues for more than 25 years, and none of the doctors in 25 years have ever been able to explain to me what Hashimoto's is, what it means to me, and how to manage it.
Red River Health and Wellness can help you.
Today, my life is like, the minute I get out of bed, I hit the ground running. I'm ready to go. I want to see what today is going to bring, what adventures I'm going to have without pain and with all the energy to do everything that I want to do.
Our goal is to teach you and educate you so you know how to manage your condition a lot more effectively and you know what to do and what not to do for the rest of your life. With our satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Call Red River at 855-55-RIVER to schedule an in-depth consultation absolutely free. All appointments can be done remotely by FaceTime, Skype, or phone.
Cafe Sabor on St. George Boulevard understands that this is a tough time for many people. That's why they remain open to help provide food during this difficult time. Whether your curb or theirs, they can handle getting you food during the COVID-19 outbreak. Delivery services will be provided by their same friendly restaurant staff. Call for delivery service boundaries. Keep jobs available for members of our community. Go to stgeorgedining.com and order from Cafe Sabor on St. George Boulevard.
Amazon, Google, great things can come out of a garage. And over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only. And let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
A lot of people don't realize that you can have a beautiful funeral and still choose cremation. Candlelight Affordable Funeral Services right here in Southern Utah can help you with both. By pre-planning your services, you can make your wishes known and give your family the opportunity for closure.
Hi, this is Brian at Candlelight Affordable Funeral Services in Cedar City, Utah. Call me today and see that there is a difference. 435-586-3456 or find us online at affordablefuneralservices.com and look for the candle.
Hi folks, John Sato here for the Piano Gallery. Along with Joe Davidson, we're taking extra steps to ensure a safe and pleasant environment for our friends and visitors at the Piano Gallery.
We're cleaning and sanitizing the keys of our pianos daily to make sure your piano shopping experience is fun, safe, and worry-free.
I invite you to visit us to explore a wide range of new and used acoustic and digital pianos, including the Yamaha Clavinova and the incredible Disclavier.
We add piano choices frequently, so there's always something new to see. But if you're still uncomfortable with a visit to the store,
we'll bring the store to you.
We can connect over FaceTime or Facebook video and give you a virtual demonstration from the comfort of your living room. Or if that's not your style, well, we'll record a high-definition video of any of our instruments and send it to you on the spot. We've got the technology.
Stop by today or call us for more info at 435-634-1062.
We look forward to seeing you soon online or in the store.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Of fools breaking us down. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Look, guys, after a whole month and a half of coverage of this nonstop, 3 hours a day, I'm going to go wonky if we can't talk about something else. But we're talking about this from a different angle, which I'm so grateful for Alison Armstrong, the relationship guru. If you want a relationship expert, she's the one. Nationwide, around the world, this is the one. And the website is Understand Men, and she even has an online course that you can take right from the privacy of your own home. You'll love this. Do this with your spouse. But she's amazing. And when she's putting these pieces together, and I love how she dials it down so people can understand, like we were just talking about the project to go outside and battle the poison ivy. You know, it's true. There's something something to do like that. If you're noticing, we're going to talk about women too, but if you're noticing that your guy is getting edgy, there's a lot of fear around what is going to happen now that the bills are due this week. And this is a tight week for everybody. They're starting to realize we might be in for a whole nother month of this togetherness, and also being underfoot, and also not being able to go and do the things we normally go and do. And the fear of not being able to provide for a family. I can only imagine, because I've been in that position before, what that would be like for the guys right now. Did you want to comment on that, Allison?
Wow, about 12 things you had there, Kate.
I know, I'm sorry. It's okay.
It makes it fun. All right, I'm going to start back with the poison ivy or the poison oak like Californians have.
Yes.
I don't know where else. Yeah. Thank goodness it's not here in Colorado.
Right.
But the thing is that, so here's some things that this is going to work. Okay.
All right.
So if battling whatever it is that needs to be battled, right? Mm-hmm. The ceiling tiles.
Yes.
Talking about Clinton.
Yes, my husband is doing the ceiling today.
Whatever it is that you're battling, ladies, you have to leave him free to battle.
Yes. Yes.
Align on the results. This is how we want it to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, if you want to save your own lives, express admiration.
Yes, lots of it.
Yeah. Wow.
Great job,
wow,
honey.
Anything I can bring you? Do you need anything? Should I make you some food? That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I'm saying all of those things the second I walk in the door. You just
good
just
job.
Trust
good
me.
Job. Bite your tongue, ladies. You're going to see everything that's wrong with it.
You're going to see a mess on the floor. I mean, I know I'm going to get it. It's okay.
Yeah. Yep. There's going to be a mess on the floor. There's going to be, you know, something is going to get hacked at outside, your favorite rose bush instead of the poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the way that you would have it be, but the solution is not you to supervise it. If you supervise it, he will not end up better off. He will be worse off. He will be emasculated, which
is
someone's ability to produce results.
This is like loading the dishwasher, right, and saying, but you're not doing it the way I do it. You're not doing it right. And they're like, okay, I'm never loading it again then.
Exactly. And for good reason, because if you're going to criticize me, it's not worth doing. So, you know, our Understanding Women course, we have 100 hours of online curriculum.
Cool. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Multiple courses.
And so Understanding Men and Understanding Women. But Understanding Women, we talk about why women are so obsessed with getting it right and doing it my way, and that my way is the right way. And if you're not going to do it my way, don't do it at all. We talk about that. It's all instinct. And if there's one thing we got to get a rein on more than ever right now, it's instinct. And yet we can't suppress it. We need to channel it, right?
Okay.
So channeling that need to protect and provide. Okay, honey, protect us from the drain that's needed to be fixed for so long.
Right.
Now, I've heard in some places you can't go to the store and get what you need to fix the drain because that's not considered an essential thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every, you know, as you were pointing out to me in the break, every state's different and every city's different. But to the degree that you can conquer,
right?
Conquer things that have been bothersome but never rose to important enough to get done.
Okay.
The more you can conquer, the more you can cause a wow, the more you can be admired, the more you can be appreciated. Not only like psychologically, which I'm not a psychologist, because it starts with the biology.
Okay.
That's where you'll get the serotonin and the testosterone and the oxytocin, and then we'll all feel better and be and act nicer.
Okay. And so if they start, if your spouse, husband, partner, whatever, starts to get edgy, starts to get that anxiety build because of, you know, this I mean, honestly, we're putting everyone in a position where they're having anxiety over how they're, what they're going to do for their families. That's a big deal.
Well, we have the anxiety of, what I would call it is, We're powerless.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not power zero,
right?
Right. We have some power, but we almost no one has enough power to deal with this to their own satisfaction.
Right.
And that's the last thing any human being wants to feel is powerless.
Yeah.
And here we are. And we're being told what to do.
Right, right.
Right?
Yes.
And you can't tell me what to do, right? There's a lot of that kind of reaction.
Uh-huh.
But if you know that that's what's happening, this isn't your personality, this isn't because there's anything wrong, we're perturbated, right? We're mm-hmm. putting in a position with a lot of heat, with a lot of pressure. We're in a container.
Yeah.
And we're either going to turn to diamonds or mm-hmm. the thing's going to go kaplooey.
Yeah.
And so if we can work with what's being triggered.
I see.
Right? So
I
if
see.
What's being triggered is, you know, I need to protect my family and I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what can you protect your family from? Right? Mm-hmm. Can you protect it from a mice infestation?
Mm-hmm.
Can you protect it from boredom?
Right.
Be the king of comedy.
Uh-huh.
To protect them.
Sure. There's
right?
a lot of different things.
Yeah. So take that same instinct to protect. What can I protect my loved ones from? What
so perspective.
I?
Perspective is really a key point here in dealing with this, because maybe your life will change. Maybe your paychecks will be different. Maybe your future after this economically, because I know that's probably the bigger fear. I know it is for most people than even Corona, which is very, it's minuscule to even get it. But I think that right now it's that economic fear, which... I mean, when you think about economic fear for a family, what does that ratchet up on the top 10 of men's fears? Where would you place that on the top 10?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up physical safety, because mm-hmm. Women are constantly monitoring our physical safety,
mm-hmm.
and that's the thing that we show everybody in the free sample of Understanding Women. It's right on our front page mm-hmm. of our website, and encourage everybody to do it.
UnderstandMen.com is the website, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just click on that
mm-hmm.
flowery thing on the left.
Right.
And you'll see why women are so different about physical safety. I have as yet to meet a man
mm-hmm.
who's concerned about getting the virus, meaning if, you know, I
yeah.
get it, I'll handle it.
Yeah.
They don't have a concern for their physical safety, and that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in this situation; it's normal.
All
it's
the time,
even in battle, they're not concerned with their physical safety. They're concerned with failing the mission, failing.
I see.
To protect their comrades.
Mm-hmm.
So it's consistent, the lack of fear for physical safety. Being able to provide
yeah.
for your family.
Where does that reside on
oh.
the list? Number
oh.
one? Is that number one?
That would be definitely above physical safety.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about it, though, and this is going to cause a lot of conflicts right now and always, Kate, is every man has his own idea of what he should be able to provide.
Right.
He has
right.
his own idea. He has his own standards. And unfortunately, what happens, because as women, we cannot stand for anybody to feel bad, when he's expressing his frustration for not being able to meet his own standards, we try to make him feel better by saying it's not that important.
Yeah.
It's okay, honey. It's not that important that you provide that. No, you just told him his values are invalid.
Ooh, this is gold right here. I hope everybody's really taking
yeah.
what you're saying in right now. If you just
yeah.
would express this again, because this is gold. This is just such gold.
Okay.
So us women saying it doesn't matter, like, right, is not
right.
really
we're trying
the answer.
To feel bad by minimizing
yeah.
it.
Right.
But what we're really doing is insulting it.
Gotcha.
We're saying, you know, you're not that good in the first place. Don't worry about it.
Jeez.
Like when a man says,
wow.
He's so upset with himself, and he's like, I should have been there.
Right.
Well, you were halfway across the country. You couldn't have been there. In other
yeah.
words, you're not Superman, and let me remind you of that.
Ooh,
no,
yeah.
they think they're Supermen, and they
yeah.
want to be Supermen. And so
yeah.
when a man is expressing frustration about what he can't provide, instead of trying to take that feeling bad away from him,
mm-hmm.
instead honor him. Thank you for being that kind of man
Ooh,
that you want to provide that for
yes.
us. Thank you for that. Thank you for all the years you have provided that for us. I have faith in you.
That
I'm
is
sure
gold.
We'll get back there. Let's talk about what you can provide now.
Okay.
Because you're home.
That was just
and you can
brilliant.
You can go know your kids. Do you know? And
yeah.
all that all those things we've ever wanted to do together. Let's make a list of all things we ever wanted to do together we never had time to do because you were so busy doing a magnificent job providing for our family.
Right. Do you know how brilliant that was, Allison? That's so brilliant. Can I just say, if women are listening right now, to compliment them on being that kind of man, that is so important. I hope if anyone's listening to this hour of the show, if they get this out of the show today, that this is the kind of dialogue that needs to happen. Can you even imagine how that would empower that guy? It would just, it would be exactly what they need to hear right now. Exactly.
Yeah. He would feel seen. He would feel admired. He would feel appreciated. That's going to affect his nervous system and his feelings so much more and in such a better way than trying to make him feel better by minimizing what he feels bad about.
Don't minimize it.
It's part of who he is. It's part of his greatness.
Yes.
Celebrate it. And we got some hiccups here. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure we'll get back on track. Because look at you. You're amazing at that. So what can we focus on? Just like, what can I protect my family from?
Mm-hmm.
What can I provide for my family now? And
perspective.
One of the things I keep seeing, and we have to watch out for this, Kate, is...
Mm-hmm.
Women with their diffuse awareness, right, which means poor in every direction, it has everything that's dirty and ugly and out of place jump out at us.
Sure.
Right? And we want it fixed so that it'll stop talking to us. It'll be quiet and leave me in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting, this is what I've been encountering in the last few weeks, women are so mad that there are so many things to get done. And he's not doing anything. And and to them, it's so obvious it needs to get done. Right? You know, make the kids pick up the toys.
Right.
Do the laundry.
Allison, were you at our house last night? Because we were having this exact conversation.
Do you know how many times I've heard that? Like, are you fine? But here's the thing.
Hold that. We got to go to a break. Wait, we got to go to a break. Hold that, Allison. I want to hear. Here's the thing. 1 second. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. KateDalyRadio.com. I have the fantastic Allison Armstrong on with me. UnderstandMen.com. Lots of online courses. Be right back.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Wood Ash Rye in Seth Advenir in St. George understands this is a tough time for many people. That's why they remain open to help provide food during this difficult time. Whether it's your curb or theirs, they can handle getting you food during the COVID-19 outbreak. Wood Ash Rye utilizes regionally sourced ingredients to curate one-of-a-kind recipes that rotate with every season. Keep jobs available for members of our community. Go to stgeorgedining.com and order from Wood Ash Rye in historic downtown St. George.
Do you have a reverse mortgage? If you do, now is the time to refinance. Values are at record highs and rates at record lows. With a HECM reset, we'll make your reverse mortgage better with a lower rate and more available funds. And if you qualify, we'll pay your closing costs. This opportunity won't last, so make the most of your reverse by calling Heritage Reverse Mortgage, 435-359-9000. 435-359-9000.
Not all borrowers will qualify. See the lender for details. NMLS 1497.
This message for people with chronic sinusitis, with or without nasal polyps, is brought to you by Chrysalis Clinical Research.
Are you living with chronic sinusitis, with or without nasal polyps, and the associated symptoms? Local physicians are conducting a research study of an investigational medical product to see if it is safe and effective treating the symptoms of chronic sinusitis, such as facial pain and pressure, congestion, and nasal discharge. Interested participants must be 18 years of age or older and have a diagnosis of chronic sinusitis with or without nasal polyps. Women who are pregnant or breastfeeding may not participate in this research study. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and treatment at no cost to them. Compensation for time and travel may also be available. To learn more, call Chrysalis Clinical Research at 435-656-1704. That's 435-656-1704.
Hey, I'm talking with Justin from the Mattress Store. You know Justin. Justin, how are things going?
Well, we're hanging in there, Carl. As a small business owner, supporting local goes both ways. Not just donating to local schools and activities, we've actually increased our local purchasing as well, from purchasing mattresses and accessories from Utah-based and local businesses first.
Thank you, Southern Utah, for doing your part to stay safe. Remember, nobody beats the great people of Southern Utah.
Nobody.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been listening to your ad for quite a while, and I said, okay, let me try this thing for a few months and see what happens. And I'm feeling much better. Got a lot more energy. Even my friends are saying it, and I'm telling them all about it.
A lot of my friends, they're like, you know, what's with you? I mean, you know, you're energetic, this, that, the other thing. They're like, you never get sick. I never get sick. And my friends, I keep telling them, I says, why don't you try the balance of nature? Yeah, you mentioned that a few times. Just do it, man. The product is great. You can't, there's nothing I can say better about it.
I haven't gotten sick. If I feel something coming on, well, I'll take an extra dose. It works. It really does work.
You know, I have a pretty demanding job. You know, when I say energy, it's not physical energy. It's more like mental energy. And I come home, I'm kind of like just mentally drawn out. You know, I'm just like, just tired, you know. I find myself not wanting to do anything but chill out. And so I think ever since I've been doing the balance of nature, the energy that I get is more about like when I get home, I'm not so mentally tired. I have the energy to go to the health club and do things. I do think it's helping me out tremendously just with the stress. And like I said, the mental energy seems to be a lot better. And I really don't get colds or sinus infections like I used to get.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code CANYON.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
I knew Allison would laugh at this song because we...
Could you hear me singing?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm making up new lyrics. Locked in my cave without a spear.
Listen, we have to have a sense of humor. We're just going to cry right now. So as we face the final curtain, and we're all trying to do it our way, it's nice to be able to think about how we can help each other deal and navigate through this. And I have brought on the brilliant Allison Armstrong to help us out. Relationship guru just does not even fit because she's amazing. Just the astounding work that she's been doing all over the country for decades. You can go to understandmen.com. They've got all these online courses. I mean, my gosh, tonight for date night, since you can't go out on a date, this is the perfect date night. You know, do this and have a night where you're discussing and exploring all of these things that we're talking about, because you just delivered some gold on the radio. And I'm going to cut that into a short for the listeners because it's that amazing. By the way, before we get to all this, Balance of Nature, make sure you're going to Balance of Nature and ordering up 31 fruits and vegetables. It's a great way. I love this supplement because it's clean vegetables, no fillers, no chemicals, no Monsanto, nothing. It's just just amazing fruits and vegetables, vine ripened, dehydrated. They take the air and water out and give you 31 fruits and vegetables. Totally amazing. And it's great and it's affordable for every family. And you can have that kind of nutrient to be able to up your immune system. And if you put in the code Kate, my name, you can actually get 35% off and free shipping. Make sure and put the code Kate in. You're going to have this shipped out in 24 hours and they are really, it's a fantastic product. You'll love it. Whereas even vitamins, you know, you can take too many vitamins. You can never take too much of the fruits and vegetables. So some people, even if they feel like they're getting sick, they'll do 12 and 12, 12 capsules and 12 capsules of fruits and veggies just to load up on those fruits and veggies. Allison, let's go back to this because you just delivered such gold and I had to cut you off. I'm so sorry. And
The thing is, right?
Yes, the thing is. Please,
the
go right ahead.
Is, what is the thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this thing, and then I'd love to actually say something about fruits and vegetables.
Okay,
because
sure.
As much as men's instincts are being antagonized, so are women's.
Okay.
So this is the thing about, as a woman, all those things in your house that you see that need to be done, ought to be done, should have been done yesterday, and a better woman would never let it have been that way in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that in our consciousness, created mm-hmm. by estrogen and diffuse awareness, every one of those little things has a voice.
Okay.
And that makes every one of those little things worth getting done, because then it's quiet.
Mm.
It stops accusing us of being imperfect.
Right.
And just try to imagine this is really who you live with. I'm not exaggerating. This has been validated
right.
by thousands of women.
Okay. Okay.
Crooked pillow is, in fact, accusing us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So this makes every little thing worth doing
mm-hmm.
to us.
Right.
To a man, no little thing is worth doing. No little thing is worth doing, and certainly 100 little things are not worth doing.
Okay.
Only big things are worth doing.
Got it. That's why the honey-do list goes forever and ever.
Oh, geez. Just forget the honey-do list.
Okay.
You got to think about, like, what bear can he wrestle?
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he needs to know the most important thing, the biggest thing you could do for me, the most important thing you could do with me. I'll take care of all the little things. If you could just replace the ceiling.
Right.
Like Clinton, he's got
yes.
a big thing to do.
So, so true.
Giving a man little things to do,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to satisfy his need for accomplishment. It's not going to spend testosterone.
Okay.
He's got to tear into something big. So as women, we have to go, okay, little things, I'll take care of the little things because I'll have satisfaction with
mm-hmm.
each one that is now silent. Here, let me go over.
So
all right,
true.
I'm going to fluff up the little heated pillow on my couch. Perfect. Ah, I have a little moment today. There. A little pillow straight moment.
That is so true. I mean, I clean like crazy right now because that just makes me feel more calm, you know, about stuff.
And let me tell you about that. This is important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So men, cranky, can't leave the cave, can't conquer, can't go into battle, right? We got to have a substitute for that. As women, mm-hmm. we're having a problem with building oxytocin.
Okay.
Which is the hormone that gives us a sense of well-being
mm-hmm.
and has us want to care for other people and has us feel bonded to them and patient with them. It's also what has us not dread whatever reward we use on this station.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And be able to have a really good time, like
okay.
the best time.
Yes,
okay?
The very best time.
So what builds oxytocin
okay.
is anything that involves rhythmic hand motion. So
mm-hmm.
wiping down counters, dusting, vacuuming,
okay.
ironing, cleaning,
cooking,
washing
right?
dishes,
cooking?
My hand slowly, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these things, but also, this is the fruits and vegetables problem,
mm-hmm.
getting to go out and gather, a.k.a. shopping.
Right.
Getting to shop builds oxytocin for women. Getting to go into the meadow and see all the possibilities, and that would taste good, and what could I do with that? And, oh, I didn't realize I need that, but now I know. I'm going to take that home with me. Going out on a great gather,
mm-hmm.
you know, where instinctively what we do is we drive to the furthest point and begin there and work our way back as if we had to carry it on our head.
Right.
Even though we won't register, we're not carrying it on our head anymore, right?
Mm.
But we still instinctively go to the furthest point and work our way back, and we have this great gather, right? And we've just collected all this, and it makes us feel safe, and it makes us feel like we're going to be okay, and it makes us, and we've built oxytocin in the process, we have well-being, and we brought all these goodies back. We'll talk about an instinct that's being frustrated right now.
Right. Right.
Right? We go to the meadow, and the berries are all gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? My friend went for me today. She had a list of five things, and she could bring home one of the five things that I asked for.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So just as their instinct to conquer and accomplish is being frustrated, our instinct to gather...
Right.
Our instinct to gather is being frustrated. And so cleaning, if you're a woman who's cleaning, that's good for your well-being. Thinking everybody else should be too, not good for anyone else's well-being.
You can just have this isolated thought on your own.
Exactly. Just to say, all the rhythmic hand motion is mine. You guys go kill the poison ivy. You guys go put in a new ceiling. You guys go do the big stuff. I'll take care of the little stuff. I'm made for that.
Right, right.
And I'm made for the beauty, the creating the beauty that's going to be left, the quietness, the peace that's going to be left when I'm done.
Okay. And so
I'll have built oxytocin.
I like this. Okay. And so what about the guy that, you know, you really want him to go slay the bear? You really want him to go do these big things, but they're telling you, I just want to sit and just watch Navy SEALs on TV. I just want to sit and do this. What should a woman do when the guy is going, I just want to sit here and do this?
Well, one thing that helps is compassion. Because being, as we were talking about a while ago, having less power.
Right.
We all have less power than we need right now. When human beings feel powerless, or we feel any kind of pain, what we reach for is what I call anesthesia and entertainment. We want to be numb and distracted.
And entertained.
How we avoid our pain.
Right? Passively entertained. It's easy.
Yeah. We that's how we avoid pain, anesthesia and entertainment. So I would have compassion. Or he just...
Leave him alone?
Leave him alone.
That's what I would do.
Say,
leave him alone.
When you're rested up, honey, when you're rested up and you've had enough of that, I have something that would make the biggest difference in my life. I promise. I'm not going to ask you to dust the piano. I have something that would just alter the quality of our lives, and I would think you were the best ever. But just when you're done. When you're done, no hurry, no hurry. So now he has permission to rest. He has permission to be distracted and avoid the pain. And then he has this thing there that, So when he's ready, then he can go, so what was that?
Right, right. I love that.
And then don't supervise it. Don't forget that part.
Don't supervise. And it's true. I think sometimes we forget that, you know, they can deal with things in their own way and just leave them the heck alone and let them just deal with stuff, too, because we get a little, I think women can get a little controlling. And I what's your best advice from men to women? For men?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have opposite instincts and opposing instincts, and we project onto the opposite sex that what we need is what they need.
Right.
So this is why it's so hard for women to leave men alone, right? We want to mess with it. We want to have them feel better, right? Instead of just leave them alone.
Right.
And for men, when a woman is upset, they, since they like to be alone when they're upset, they figure, oh, I should leave her alone. Right? And then women are coming crying to me, you know, my boyfriend, my husband isn't generating connection.
Yeah.
I need him to generate it. Why do I have to keep going to him? Well, because he's respecting your privacy. He thinks if you want him to know, you'll tell him about it.
Yes.
He doesn't know that showing interest is going to make you feel safe. He thinks questions are interrogation. You think questions are love.
Right. Yes, that's right? So true. So, yes.
Yes. Again, opposite instincts.
Okay.
So appreciate the beauty she's creating. Do you have any furniture you need me to move?
Yes. Yes.
Right? Like, let him do something big. Like, move the piano.
Right.
But I moved the piano myself the other day because I'm isolated alone at home, right?
Yes.
So it's just, it starts with just what if?
Yeah.
What if we're not the same? What if what the other person needs is not what I need? What, maybe I could get curious and ask, mm-hmm. honey, what would make the biggest difference in your life right now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so
and
true.
And then put the imaginary duct tape over our mouths and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, guys, honey, is there anything you want me to know about you?
Right.
And then settle in for winter. And when she
so
pauses,
true.
You know, give it a beat and say, anything else?
Yes, yes.
You're the most fascinating creature on earth. Is there anything else you want to know about you? And that to her will feel like love.
Well, you know, it feels like love to me when I see him working on a project like that. Just like I think it feels like love to my husband when I'm making him a nice meal. Could he do it himself? Sure. And I, you know, there's a lot of women out there that have the all, if you want to eat, you do it yourself kind of attitude. But if that really helps your guy feel love, why would you not? Because making a sandwich for your guy is not servitude, it's service. I mean, we've kind of forget that we have to actually help each other with our needs. And if that makes them feel loved and good, make them a meal, make them a sandwich, and don't bitch about it. Just do it. I mean, why do we get so caught up in, you know?
Maybe your guy wants to make his own thing. But the real point is, ask the question, honey, what would make you feel loved?
Yeah. What makes you happy?
And what would make you feel supported?
Right. And do it, because,
and then believe his answer.
Yes. Yes.
We discount their answers.
Yeah.
Because they're not what we would have answered.
I agree.
Oh,
I so agree with you.
Do ask and do tell.
Yeah, and I think if we kind of mellowed out a little bit, and I know a lot of women that get in the mindset of, then you do it yourself, and but I want you to do everything to please me, but if you need something from me, well, you just get in that kitchen and do it yourself. And I think sometimes we have to, relax a little bit. I think feminism has brought us into areas that are kind of atrocious, and we have to kind of realize that we're such different creatures. And I'm actually really grateful. I love being a woman. So I don't want to be a guy.
And if someone wants to think about it outside of that paradigm.
Right.
If you are in fact partners.
Mm-hmm.
The more power your partner has, mm-hmm. the more power your partnership has.
Yeah.
The more power you have, the more power your partnership
has. Right, right.
If you are in fact in it together,
mm-hmm.
then you're either going to create what I call an upward spiral
mm-hmm.
by giving to each other what the other person needs,
right.
or a downward spiral by withholding it.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right.
If we get in that dynamic, we got to shake ourselves out of it.
See,
to find out how we got it in the first place.
This is why I have Allison Armstrong on the show. Okay, so thank you, Allison. Understandmen.com. You guys just have to go to the site. I mean, I know you got time on your hands right now. I know you can. So make sure that this is your date night tonight. She's so outstanding, is she not? Allison, thank you.
You're welcome. And Understanding Women, by the way, is really funny.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that Alice Armstrong, that one on the stage, hysterical, physical comedian. I'm not kidding.
I love it. Thank you. I don't know
where she comes up with it. I watch videos of that person with my name, and I crack up.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Thank you. UnderstandMen.com, and everybody have a good one. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you on Monday.
Greg here at the Gold Ore Store. Now is really the time, folks. If holding physical gold and silver has been on your to-do list, then there has never been a better time to buy. With the threat of digital currency, bank limits for withdrawals, and dirty paper money, having gold and silver during a national disaster or world pandemic can give your family peace of mind. We are always buying, giving our clients a means to pay bills or take care of obligations, regardless of what the banks are doing. We pay more money for your old gold and silver jewelry, scrap gold, and silver. There will be a silver lining, and we will all make it and thrive. We at the Gold Ore Store, just like you, we